The reading's taken from Isaiah chapter 66, starting at verse 10. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm, and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Morning, everyone. Just checking. You can hear me? You can hear me when I'm here? This is working great. Well, lovely to be here as vicar designate. I didn't know I was called that. But that's a guess what I am. And it's Mothering Sunday. Happy Mothering Sunday. For those to whom it applies. One thing we're going to learn today, though, we've got two little talks broken up by a confession and a song, and we've got another reading as well. One thing I would love us to go away with knowing in our heads and in our hearts is, although the love of a mother is one of the best things in the world, which is why it's so sad when there are those who don't know it and who can't, those who want to be able to give it aren't able for whatever reason to give it, even though that love is one of the best loves in the world, it doesn't come close to God's love. God's love's on a different scale. And that's what we're going to look at today. Because, like we had in our reading, did you pick up that God, even though he's called a father, he also loves like a mother, even though in a much better way. Right. We're going to begin with a little quiz, if that's okay. They should have some slides on the screen. That's our big verse for the first section. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. That's what God says. Let's have our quiz. Right, the first set of questions. So you turn to twos or threes, family units if you like, or just around you. I want you to think, these are three questions. Have a little buzz amongst you, buzz groups. I want you to, what would your mum do? Would your mum make you dinner? Would your mum do your laundry? Would your mum clean up your mess? One or 20 seconds, 30 seconds, have a little think about that. Good answer in a minute. I'm sure you don't. I don't either. Okay. Gather in. So, how do we get on with the first one? Would your mum make your dinner? Anyone put their hand up and tell me what they got? Would your mum make your dinner? Yeah, go on. Would your mum make your dinner?
Yeah.
What? Why, do you think? Because she loves you. Yeah, okay, nice. Anyone else? What's our next one? Would your mum do your laundry? Your washing? What do we think? Yeah. Yes. All the time? Do you do any of your own laundry? Sometimes. Very good. Very clear. A lot of good mothering going on there. And why does your mum do your laundry? She also loves you. Is that what you said? It's good, isn't it? Would your mum clean up your mess?
I don't make mess.
We have mess. Work is done. You can rest happy. Any other different answers? Any no's? Any yeses? My children, would your mum clean up your mess? Sometimes. Or most of the time. Brilliant. Okay. So there we go. You're starting. There's three. There's got two more. These are different now. Next one. But again, would your mum let you stay up all night eating sweets? Would your mum do your homework for you? Have 20 seconds, and then we'll come back together. Okay. Let's gather in. Who would like to have a go at answering this first one? Would your mum let you stay up all night eating sweets? Let's have a hand up for someone who wants to boldly answer with confidence. It can be any age. George, go on. No, she wouldn't. Why is that, George?
Because she loves me.
Because she loves me. Would your mum do your homework for you? If only. Go on. No, why? Because it's so easy. Because she wouldn't let you. Brilliant. We've picked it up, guys. We've picked it up, haven't we? If we have good mums, which most do, never perfect, but if we have good mums, they say they love us. Well, most of them do. Some of them don't. But we almost always know that our mums would love us, not just because of what they say. In fact, if they only said it, it might not mean anything. It's what they do all the time that shows us how much they love us, isn't it? It's their actions that show us they love us. When I think of my mum, and she wasn't really very good at she's not very chatty. She's not very, you know, this isn't a criticism, a warm emotional sort of person. She's just a bit more solid and stoic, if you know what that means. She's a bit like solid person. She'll be here in a few weeks, guys, so you can just caution what you say. Oh, yeah, Tom says you're really horrible. But she did so much for me. I know she loves me. I really do, even though she didn't say it loads. Now, we're going to think about God's now. And God's love, it says in Isaiah 66:13, as a mother comforts her child, like a mother brings a child in and does that act of comforting, says, so I will comfort you, says God. He said that to his people a long time ago. Here's the thing, though. He said it. We need to understand something, and we'll find out how he does it all the way through this talk. But we need to understand something about what the people of God were like when Isaiah said those things. Because it's quite easy to love somebody who's always does what you want. Let me read some, I'm going to find some verses for you from the Old Testament, which tell us something about what God's people were actually like when God said those words to them. Right. Here we go. This is what happened. We said, in Isaiah, we find out that God's people are unclean and they are lost. Woe is me, Isaiah said. I am lost. I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. So they were lost. I'm writing that down. I'm going to stick it on me. I'm going to stick it. That's here.
loss.
They were unclean as well. Unclean. Dirty, you could say. I'm saying unclean. Unclean. Brilliant. Here's what else we learn about them. It said they called evil good and good evil. In Isaiah 5 it says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. It's like saying dark is light and light is dark. Now that's a funny phrase, evil good and good evil, but have you ever been around people who've done a horrible thing and then said, no, that was, maybe they've hit somebody or they've sworn at you or they've cheated and they're convinced it was a good thing to do because it helped them out. Woe to those who do call evil good and good evil. God sees it and he says that's not good. So I don't quite know how to write that on one piece of paper, so I'm going to write good and evil and with a couple of arrows switching around. And that is going to be stuck on me as well. Here we go. Good, evil, evil, good. And finally, he calls them a rebellious people. A rebels. Now, rebels is quite a cool word these days. My daughter might call that, say that's good vibes, to be a rebel, to be like quite cool. But rebels normally are people who don't do what they're meant to do, just look after themselves, and cause a lot of trouble for people. And for God, he was in charge of them all, and people turned away from him and said, we don't want you in charge, God. I'm going to do what I want. And now I imagine most people here understand that, don't you? Because we do that all the time. And we say to God, no, thank you. I'm going to decide how I'm going to behave in here. I don't want to listen to you. And we might put our Bibles a little bit away and we just do what we want. Rebels. Oh, man. There's more in Isaiah, but this will do. Rebels. Now, got all these things. I'm going to cover up my, I can't cover up my microphone. That might come off. I want to tell you a story about when I was younger. I used to play lots of football. And when I was, I used to play football, you know, 11, 12, 13. We didn't play, like, children nowadays, they play in, like, these seven-a-side football games with small goals and often on artificial pitches. When I was that age, we didn't do that at all. We started playing in parks and, like, muddy football grounds, and it always seemed to rain. And so I played in goal. And I would have my football kit. Often I had trousers because it was cold in winter. And I would spend the whole game sliding around on mud, pretty much. By the end of the game, when it was a normal rainy day, in these rough little parks, my hands would be covered with mud, my arms would be covered with mud, my body would be covered with mud, my legs would be covered with mud, my underwear got quite a lot of mud in it, my feet, quite a lot of mud. My socks, and that was quite not that uncommon. My dad used to come and watch me, and he had a bin bag ready for when I got in the car, so I would sit in the bin bag and he would drive me home. And I would get home. I remember this one time very vividly. I was muddier than I'd normally be. I was completely covered, imagine mud, like a mud monster. I walked up to my front door and I rang the doorbell with my muddy hands, and my mum, who I knew loved me, literally came to the door and she opened it and she looked at me and she screamed because I was so muddy. She just yelled out, neighbor looking around, neighbor, she screamed at me for about 5 seconds and she didn't let me in. Now, that's quite a funny story. But God's people, they were unclean. They were lost because they were lost. They were rebels. Where's rebels? They were rebels. And they switched good and good for evil. God describes them as filthy. But not actually on the outside. On the inside. And that's exactly what we're like as well, because we do all these things. We turn good for evil in our hearts at the very least. We've decided we don't always want to follow God. We just do what we want, make it easy for ourselves. We're dirty on the inside too, if left to ourselves. And God loves us very, very much. But he too is similar to my mum in that instance. He is so pure and clean, just like my mum's house was. We can't come near to God when we're like this. We're unclean. But remember, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says God. Which he does do. Which is really, really wonderful and really remarkable. He does welcome us in and comfort us. And we're going to find out how in our next section when we have our next reading. But for now, we're going to say sorry to God.
The next reading is from 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much indeed. It's getting a little bit tricky walking around with these things on, but that is a purpose, the purpose to it. Got my sheets. We've got some more questions. Okay. Now, we had what would your mum do, but our next questions are what would you do? Now, there's a few more of these, so we'll whiz through them a little bit quicker. What would you do? So let's just stay in your seats, and I'll just shout them out. We want hands up if you are I'll do hands up if you're a yes, hands up if you're a no, one after another, okay? Would you give your favourite toy? If you're a grown-up, think about your favourite gadget. Or, you know, for a stranger. Would you give up your favourite thing, gadget or toy, for a stranger? Hands up, yes. Woohoo! Hands up, no. Strong no's. Okay. Would you give up your pet for someone else who really needed one? Would you give up your pet for someone else if they really needed one? You didn't give you out your pet. I would. A really annoying cat. Yes, hands up. If they really needed one, guys. Really needed one. More than you. No? Lots of no's. Okay. We can all get a yes on this, can't we? Would you give up your last piece of chocolate for a friend? Hands up, yes? Yes, good. Hands up, no? Work to be done. Would you give up your favourite book to cheer up a friend? Next page, next one if we can. Would you give up your favourite book to cheer up a friend? Yes. Any no's there? Oh. Would you give up your birthday presents to help someone in need? Say someone really needs them. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, warm-hearted people. Okay. Would you give up your bed for someone who has nowhere to sleep? Ooh. Getting a bit crunchy. Hands up, yes. Oh, maybe. Hands up, no. Okay. Okay, what have we got? We've had that one, book one. Let's go to the next slide. Would you give up your weekend plans to help a neighbour? Weekend plans, you know, a nice walk, going to the cinema, going to play sport. Hands up, yes. Ah, we would we? Good. Would you give up, hands up, no. For that. Would you give up a room in your home so someone else could have one? They have no rooms anywhere. Hands up, yes. Hands up, no. Tricky. Okay, we're really getting to the edge now. We're really getting to the edge. The last one. Would you give up your life to save someone else? Hands up, yes. Wardens are strong at this. Okay, hands up, no. Here's the last one. Would you give up your child, your own child, if someone needed you to? No need to answer that. Especially parents in the room. Okay. Let's just... I think the next slide's got the key verse on it. Is that right? This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. The next line says, this is love. Not that we have loved God, but he gave his, that he, not that we've loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Wow. No parent I know, if they're a good mum or dad, would give up their own child for whatever reason. That's why God's love is so different to ours. Because God and Jesus decided that Jesus would die on the cross. He would be given up for us. Now, back to that story about my mum and the house. Can you picture it ringing on the doorbell and the screaming? After the screaming stopped, very quickly, in fact, in slightly raised tones, a plan was put in place. I was to go in through the back door, straight into the utility room, where there's hard floor, into the utility room, and the instructions were very clear. Take it all off. All of it. So, a bit undignified, went around into the back door. All of it came off. And then she was like, and then get in the shower straight away. So into the shower, scrub, 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 scrub. New clothes on, completely clean. And I went up to my mum and gave her a hug. And she hugged me back. Oh. Screaming turned into hugging because I could get clean. And the clothes I had on, suddenly, most of them suddenly appeared, all clean, a few days later, in my drawers, because they'd been cleaned by my mum. She cleaned up the clothes. I was all clean. I could receive comfort from her as a little hug. It was lovely. Although there were some bits of clothing that never reappeared. It's clearly some undergarments were not worth scrubbing and scrubbing to try and get ready to be used again. Because they were so filthy, so dirty. Now remember, these sins, all these things that God's people were like, all of them, they weren't on the outside of people. It wasn't like you could just take, they could, the God's people could just take them off. I'll just take off my jumper of uncleanness and my evil for good and good evil. They were going on in hearts, and right in the hearts of God's people. And they go on in our hearts too. If you've ever tried to just take them off, you can't, can you? Evil thoughts come in again. You do wicked things. You're naughty, even though you're trying not to be. At times. You just live how you want to be sometimes. You can't take them off. That's why we need somebody to do a different sort of cleaning to us and for us, which is why God sent his Son to live as one of us, but instead of having all of these on him, would just have one word, really. If I can find a spare piece of paper and my pen. I'm going to write one word. Jesus was pure. Always pure. Always good. Never ever failing. Always doing everything that was right. Being the perfect human all the time. And that yet... There you go, pure. And the whole reason for that was so that he could do something remarkable for us. When he moved and went to the cross, he died and took, if you like, just like my trousers, my undergarments needed throwing away because they were so dirty. Our sins, they really need dealing with. They can't be cleaned. In Bible terms, a judgment has to be paid on them. They have to be punished, if you like, got rid of by God, because he's so good and pure. But what he did, Jesus did, is he said, I will take all of your inner sins and your outer sins, all the things you can't clean yourself, and I will take them all on me. And he did. And when he died on the cross, he took them all on himself and he crushed them all up completely. And he died under the weight of them on the cross so that they were gone. The judgment for them was gone. And then, once he'd done that, he rose again and he could send us his Spirit to clean us from the inside. God loves us so much that he would give us his only Son so that we can be cleaned on the inside and have life with him forever. And that's how God can comfort his children like a mother. He can clean us up so there's nothing in between us and God, and he can, if you like, he can embrace us by giving us his Spirit, caring for us like his children, providing us life forever, giving us a church family, and walking with us forever. Isn't that amazing? What an incredible God we have. How much better is that love, even though a mum's love is good, than a mother's love? Because a mother's love, sometimes they get cross when they shouldn't. Sometimes they fail. But God's love never fails. And so what does this mean for us? Well, just we're running out of time, really. So just one or two things. On Mother's Day today, my wife won't mind me saying this, we even had a good example of... It's lovely to receive gifts on a day like Mother's Day if you're a mum and you care for your children. However, I know that the gift my children can give my mother, their mother, is not a one-off card, although that's really nice. That is really good, but it's a constant thanking them throughout the rest of the year by taking them seriously, by listening to them, by wanting to spend time with them, by allowing them to be their mother, by allowing their mum to be their mother. And vice versa. It's the same with God. We can say thank you on a Sunday, like we'll do with our prayers and our final song. But if the real question is our everyday life, in response to all of this love he's given us, are we offering it up to him all the time? Saying thank you with how we live and act. in response to his kindness and his cleaning of us? Are we spending time to hear him and listen to him so that he can comfort us? Are we talking to him as much as we could so that we can know him better and understand his amazing love more? Because that's the right response to God's love, giving thanks by offering up our lives back to him. And as we do that, we get to know him more. So why don't I pray? We're going to pray a bit more in a moment as Diana comes to lead us. But why don't I just pray a prayer to close this part of the service. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that even though you are our Heavenly Father, you love us and you comfort us in a far greater way than the greatest mum ever could. We acknowledge that we turn away from you in the way we live, but we thank you so much that you've cleansed us, not just on the outside, but on the inside through Jesus, so that we can be close to you and receive comfort from you all the time. Help us, by your Spirit, to respond in thanks by hearing your voice and trying to hear it regularly every day, by talking to you and by living lives which say thank you for all you've done for us. I want to live for you. Put your finger on little areas in life where we don't do that, so that we might grow closer to you and give more thanks for your love. And we pray that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.